You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another captain video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. My name is Joe and joining me to discuss the best armband candidates for game week 15 is Fantasy Football Scout's Tom Freeman. Tom, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Joe. Busy week.
Yes.
Good fun at the same time and loads to talk about now with the short turnaround between the deadlines.
Definitely. So we've got the Scoutcast coming up tonight. That's at 5:30 live. So do hope people can join us for that. It's a bit unusual this week. All the timings are a bit skew-iff because of the midweek games. But yes, this video and podcast is focused on the captaincy for game week 15. So in essence, we say Salah, and then I just pressed just stop. And that's basically it. But nevertheless, there are other candidates. There are other candidates to consider. But, I mean, we have to start with Mohamed Salah because he's just incredible. Not since, I guess, Suarez at Liverpool have I known such a consistently reliable captaincy candidate. He is just scoring every week. Or rather bringing in returns every week. And I've got some stats up on the screen at the moment to look at expected goal involvement the last four. He's actually not top Salah, but he's still returning. It's Jota, who's certainly excelling while Firmino's away. So, initial question, Mohamed Salah, is he your captain? And is he the best captain for game week 15?
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's no other way around it. I think it's 19 goals and 19 appearances in all competitions this term now. I think he had four big chances last night against Everton. And there were some quotes that came out after the game about Klopp saying that he was angry in the dressing room after because he wanted that hat-trick. And that just shows the, how hungry he is at the moment for records and further goals. We say it most weeks, Liverpool's attacking form is just on another level at the moment. They're averaging over three goals per game in the league. They've scored over two goals for 18 in a row now, which is a record. 25 goals away from home. And I suppose it's that combination between Salah and Liverpool, the way they're playing, that I think it makes it almost impossible to overlook him, to be honest, at the moment, regardless of opponent.
Yeah, we look at those effective ownership figures for him as well. He's owned by about 72% of the game. Of engaged managers, I would say that's near enough 99%. And all of them are captaining him. So you're pretty much, if you are on certain points of the rankings, you're pretty much looking at near enough 200%. So if you don't captain him as a whole player and you're betting against him not returning, and he's returning every week, just depends how much. It is really. Thanks for those that are joining us in the live chat. Abdullah, Ross, Omar, Madassa, Adam, James, FPL Gaza, Alex, John, and all the others that have joined us as well. Kudakwashi, sorry, he was right. I just missed him out. He was right at the top there. And pool fans, Robin, they've just joined us just this second as well. So a lot of the comments there are saying, what a pointless video. not because we're pointless, but pointless because no, it's no, just sure. simply Mo Salah. We have to captain him because if you don't, you will just get a massive rank drop. But you're betting that other players will do better than him. And that's quite hard at the moment to do. But nevertheless, there are other captaincy candidates to consider. Perhaps we should look at defensive stats to see if there are any others. So these are the so-called whipping boys, last four, ahead of game week 15. So obviously, this is I've sorted this by last four matches. So this is the last four matches they have played. So for those, we'll be recording this ahead of tonight's games involving Manchester United, Arsenal, Brentford and Spurs. And they show that at the moment it's Leicester and Everton and Manchester United themselves that are the worst defences, really. And Wolves, who Salah faces, they're quite low down. They're actually quite good. They're not conceding too many. Does this in any way... Do you think this is going to be a Salah gets a small points haul return or a mega points haul return week?
Quite possibly. I mean, I think last week we said if you weren't going to go for Salah at Everton in terms of his, if you wanted to keep it at Liverpool, Jota was the player to go for.
Yeah.
But I think this week, if somebody was asking me that question, I would probably say Alexander-Arnold is the player behind Salah that I would opt for. Just because you look at Wolves, their defensive numbers, I think they've got the third best defence in the league, according to goals conceded. Mm-hmm. And that's backed up by the non-penalty XGC as well. So the underlying's kind of backed that up. And I think they've got the third worst attack as well. They've only scored 12 goals in 14 games. Three back-to-back clean sheets as well now, I think it is. So I think if I was going to say, you know, in terms of a vice or something like that, it would be Alexander-Arnold where I think I'd look this week, because I think there's a good chance of a shutout there. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's always potential for an assist with Trent as well.
Okay, I mean, I've been benefiting from Connor Cody's points the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and but I don't think I'm going to play him this week against Liverpool.
No.
I think you're right there about Alexander-Arnold. Probably could be a good vice captain if you are minded to. Captain and vice captain in the same match, the same team. I hope there isn't any snow for that one. Let's have a look at some of the other stats as well. So this is expected goal involvement, and this once again is last four matches because of those matches that haven't been played yet tonight on Thursday for game week 14. So it's going to include players that haven't played recently. So this is the last four matches they play. So if why people are looking at this and saying, why is Calvert-Lewin on there? Well, it's the last four matches he played. He was very good. That's why. So that's something to note should he return from injury anytime soon. So let's have a look at the expected goal involvement. Last four matches. It's Jota and Salah show, basically. They're the runaway ones. There are 13 shots inside the box for Jota, 12 for Salah there. And their expected goal involvement is 3-4 or so. It's goal a match, basically. Calvert-Lewin. Gundogan. Lots of people went for him. On his day, he's a captaincy candidate in a Salah-less world. Firmino's there, should he return. Mane also doing well. Josh King, Bamford, worth noting, should he return. Aubameyang, Benteke, Foden. It's a bunch of also-rans, really. None of those appeal to me in any way, even as a vice-captain at the moment. Apart from the Liverpool assets. So let's see if we can find any more stats for potential alternatives, you know, the rivals to Mohamed Salah for the captaincy. And I think if there is one, it's going to be a Manchester City asset against Watford. But who would you captain it for Man City? So let's put Man City stats up. This is looking at the last four game weeks. And in terms of expected goal, it's Gundogan, Silva, Sterling, Cancelo and Jesus. They're the ones. If you were minded to captain a City player, who would you captain?
Well, Gundogan was the one I liked, obviously, prior to last night. And he's obviously got some kind of injury. which I don't know. I don't think we've had an actual update as to what that is and about his availability for the weekend, which kind of rules him out for now. There's been quite a lot of talk about Bernardo Silva. He obviously scored that incredible goal against my team last night. I'm not sure if Bernardo has enough goal threat to truly become a captain option. He's gone on a run. I think since game week 8, he's scored 4 in his last 7. He's got an assist as well during that time, which is obviously great returns for a player at that price as well. What is he, 7.3 now?
Yes.
But if you look at his goal threat during that time in those 7 games, I think he's had 10 shots. Now you compare that to somebody like Salah, who he is essentially up against in the captaincy video, and who's had 29. So there's they're worlds apart in terms of goal threat. Bernardo, I think, is a good option for your teams. I think any player who gets 90 minutes regularly in that Pep side is a good option, and he'll tick over because of that. But as a captain, it feels like a bit too much. When the players are fit, I prefer Foden, I prefer Gundogan in that team as an attacking option.
Okay.
But obviously, no problems with Bernardo either, just because he is getting the minutes. But Watford are improving too as well, aren't they? You know, they're a dangerous opponent. Looked good against Chelsea last night. Good counter-attacking team, which would put me off maybe somebody like Cancelo as well, I think, because they've got goals in them at the moment.
They definitely have. There is also Harry Kane, who sits both of our teams, and with probably same thing I had thought I had when I got it in, was he could be a captain, but and he still is. He still is my vice captain, and he has been for a while. So he's sort of the second best. So I mean, these are the same stats we put up because luckily for my thumbs and pressing buttons, they didn't play in game 14 because of the snow. So same stats. This is the last 4 matches that they've played, and it's actually Reguilón. So yeah, Spurs against Brentford. I'm just thinking, I don't know. So it's I just can't go anywhere apart from Salah. But Kane, Son, Reguilón?
Yeah, I mean, we need to revisit after tonight's match, don't we?
Yeah.
And we need to see how they get on against Brentford. If they pull a good performance out of the bag, and Kane and Son are obviously involved and get some attacking returns, then they enter the conversation maybe
of course.
A little bit
Sorry,
more than
I,
they
I
do
think
now.
I just wanted to I might have given the impression that Spurs are playing Brentford in game week 15. That's of course because they are playing Brentford next in game week 14.
Yes,
it's in fact Norwich we're talking about.
Yeah, it's a bit of a dress rehearsal tonight, isn't it, I suppose, for that at the weekend. Norwich have improved under Dean Smith. I mean, they've taken, I think, 8 points from their last 4 games. They've improved defensively. I think they've just given up one big chance in their last 3. But of course, you need to take into account the opponents, as always. You know, they've played Newcastle, they've played Wolves, they've played Southampton and Brentford. I have no doubt that once Norwich come up against a good attack, they will concede goals. I don't think they've suddenly become an elite defence or anything like that. But they're moving in the right direction, is what we're trying to say.
Okay.
But yeah, we're going to need to see something from Son or Kane tonight, definitely, because there's not enough there yet.
A hat trick from them tonight against Brentford.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to slightly tempt me, definitely. So there's something to watch out for there. Let's have a look at Manchester United. This is a sort of Hail Mary captaincy pump because, the manager's not going to be in charge because apparently he can't get a work permit. So write to your local MP if you think that's right. So in terms of expected goal involvement, I'm going for the last 4 matches because they're yet to play tonight, game week 14. So, and also it's quite good to do last 4 matches for Manchester United because we don't know who's going to play. We don't know who the new manager's going to like. But let's assume he's still got some influence on Michael Carrick before that happens. So, yeah, in terms of expected goal involvement, it's Cavani. He's not available though, I believe, for injury. Ronaldo, Sancho, Greenwood, Fernandes. I mean, they're all much of a muchness. We don't know who's going to play. So, I guess Ronaldo would be the captaincy candidate for this. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's difficult. Again, we need to see tonight. I mean, they lined up with Ronaldo on the bench at the weekend at Chelsea. Now, we are told that Rangnick had no influence on that starting 11 or the tactics at the weekend. And I presume that will be the case again tonight. Mm. But I think the players possibly to look out for. I like the look of Sancho and Rangnick. Yeah. I think he could do well. I think Rashford could do well as well. Mm. But we kind of need to see a bit more. I mean, is Ronaldo going to be a week in, week out starter? If people are going to go back and reinvest, yeah. we need him to at least be playing 80 minutes every week, at yeah. least. We can't have him having the odd benching and coming, because he will come on as a sub in games all the time. So it's a tricky one at the moment. I think it's quite a good fixture for United at the weekend.
Yeah.
I think Palace, Anderson has been a big loss for them recently. Mm. Joel Ward is suspended. He's the first choice right back. MacArthur is out with a longer term injury. Mm. So it suddenly feels Palace have had a very good defence, but just over the past two or three games, it seems to look a little bit rockier. I thought they were okay at Leeds, but unfortunate the other night. But this feels like a match where United should be looking to score a couple, I think. I like the look of Sancho, as I said. But yeah, it's... feels like you're making a bit of a punt, and we need to see Rangnick in action, and for a couple of games before seeing how it kind of develops.
Just want to thank people in the live chat as well, Omar and Abdullah in particular, who have informed us that breaking news in the last hour or so, Rangnick has actually achieved his work permit. So that those time travel letters to MPs clearly paid off, and well done there. But he won't be in charge for this particular match, I understand, but he will be he won't be in charge for tonight's match against Arsenal, but this could be against Palace, this could be him in charge. We could actually get to see, I guess what we're starting to see is the definitive version of the team he might set up with. So interesting for a captaincy punt in the future, perhaps, but perhaps not for game 15.
Well, United have got brilliant fixtures up until they've got a really good run now, right through until the new year. So yeah, that could be something we would visit. If he can come in, make an immediate impact there, we could be talking about players like even Fernandes, who just, considering how many points he scored last year, he just feels like a forgotten man, doesn't he?
Yeah.
But if he's still on penalties and he's playing 90 minutes in that team week in, week out, which you'd expect him to, he might come back on the radar again.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, let's have a look. So far, the captaincy rivals to Salah are not quite sure at the moment, but they've got a lot to prove. And Salah has got to take one hell of a dip to even not be considered. So let's have a look at the fixtures again. This highlights. Is there anyone else? I mean, I feel that even going beyond Salah at the moment, you're scraping the barrel. But is there any other matchups there that are worthy of a mention for those that dare to be different?
Chelsea, the first team on that list against West Ham. Feels like quite a tough game though, doesn't it? Reece James, we don't know. I think he will come back into the team at the weekend, but we don't know that for sure. That's just me kind of speculating. And that Chelsea side, without Kante in there, they've looked a little bit vulnerable, haven't they, defensively? Yeah. Watford got at them quite a bit. I wouldn't feel confident picking them for captaincy, one of the wing-backs at the moment, because the clean sheet is obviously so key to the whole of their appeal. Again, we need Lukaku starting regular games again, don't we?
Who could be a captaincy rival to Salah soon?
Definitely. He came off the bench again last night, so back-to-back cameos, feels like it's soon. Looking at the rest of the list, you've got Leeds against Brentford. Rafinha felt a little bit fortunate the other night, I thought, as an owner, when he stepped up for that penalty.
Third choice penalty taker in the 97th minute.
got a bit lucky with that one, because he had his moments in that game, but generally Leeds look a bit lacklustre without Bamford. Newcastle, Burnley. Yeah, you really are scraping the barrel there, aren't you? If I was going to back it, if I had to back somebody, it would probably be one of the Burnley players. And then kind of finally going back to that whipping boys table, I mean, Villa are up against Leicester, Arsenal up against Everton, so two of the worst defences there. I'll be looking at Watkins from Villa, starting to get a bit of form back, looking good in Gerrard's team, and probably Aubameyang at Arsenal. But it just feels like we're just going through good options this week rather than captaincy options.
We are, we are. We're going through vice captaincy options. But actually, we should just change this to the vice captain video and podcast. But
at least we have got the African Cup of Nations coming up, and that is clearly going to mix things up. And maybe a hat trick from Kane tonight will at least make it a bit more interesting.
I hope so. Certainly make my Green Arrow interesting, potentially.
Yes.
or better than a Red Arrow.
Yeah.
In the meantime, Tom, thanks so much for joining me, and good luck with your decision to inevitably captain Mohamed Salah.
Thanks, Joe. Cheers.